This is North Shore Today on MSO Radio. Today is June 23, 2016. Sunrise at 5.05 a.m., sunset at 8.24 p.m. Dustin Luca writes in the Salem News that North Shore Pride will launch its largest ever parade on Saturday, and with it will come a series of firsts to celebrate the event's fifth anniversary. Pride Week kicked off Wednesday night with an event at Salem Theater Company to raise money for the Orlando Youth Alliance, an organization responsible for bringing mental health professionals and grief counselors to Orlando, Florida, where a gunman shot and killed 49 people at the Pulse Gay nightclub earlier this month. Thursday will give the organization in Salem an opportunity to raise cash for its own coffers, and an interfaith celebration Friday night will in part remember the lives of those lost in Orlando. Ethan Foreman writes in the Salem News that plans are underway to return the 600-pound George A. Peabody Garden urn to the library grounds in Danvers after a nearly six-year absence. The antique urn was stolen from its pedestal next to the library entrance in 2010. Police recovered it after a Danvers man sold it to a scrap metal dealer in Everett. This week, the library plans to rededicate the 120-year-old cast bronze urn, which has been restored after being damaged as a result of the theft. It was cracked and smashed on one side. Many of the rivets holding one side of it together were missing, and one of its ornate handles had been snapped off. Library Director Alan Thibault said it cost $19,200 to restore the urn and have it lowered back into place with a crane. Cassidy Brothers Forge in Raleigh did the restoration work over the past several months. A new study on possible design changes for the Linway and Lynn will be released today. Bill Newell has that story.
The city of Lynn has cleared the way to redevelop 300 acres of underutilized land on the Linway. The road is a barrier to transforming the waterfront into a vibrant destination point, according to a new study. In a story in Thursday's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn, Item City Editor Thomas Grillo writes, the 100-page document by the Boston Region Metropolitan Planning Organization, the agencies whose mission is to develop regional transportation solutions and decide how to allocate tax dollars to make them happen, will unveil the survey at the state's transportation building during the day on Thursday. Planners develop short-term and long-term alternatives to revamp the Linway and Carroll Parkway into a pedestrian and bicycle-friendly boulevard. A long-term fix will cost as much as $20 million, take up to 15 years, and it's unclear who will pay for it. A more modest alternative, while a short solution, would cost up to $7 million. Now, here are two of the options. The most expensive option would include the removal of a travel lane in each direction on the Linway and the Carroll Parkway, create a wider median, wider sidewalks, shorter crosswalks, and add a separate bicycle lane and more landscaping. Now, a second, less dramatic and cheaper option would be to maintain the existing roadway and make improvements that would enhance pedestrian and bicycle safety. More details are available in today's edition, the Thursday edition of the Daily Item in Lynn.
All right, Bill, thank you. Also from the Daily Item, Adam Swift writes that skies over Peabody will light up with fireworks for the first time in nearly two decades next month. Peabody's Centennial Concert and Fireworks Spectacular on Saturday, July 23, will also feature a performance by the U.S. Navy Band. They've been performing public concerts and participating in high-profile events for more than 85 years. The concert and fireworks, which will take place at Peabody Veterans Memorial High School at 6 p.m., is part of a year-long celebration of the 100th anniversary of Peabody's incorporation as a city. Peabody hasn't seen a fireworks display since the tenure of the late Mayor Peter Terigian in 1998. And finally, the St. Peter's schedule of events for Thursday and Friday up in Gloucester. At 5 p.m., the Fiesta Show's Carnival opens at St. Peter's Square, which is at Rogers and Commercial Streets. At 6:30 p.m. on Thursday, the Fiesta 5K Road Race will take place in conjunction with the Cape End YMCA. The race starts at Stage Ford Park, 25 Huff Avenue, and finishes in St. Peter's Square. And from 8 to 11 p.m., music and dancing to the band Wildfire on the main stage altar at St. Peter's Square. And on Friday, Fiesta Show's Carnival opens at St. Peter's Square at 2 p.m. The women's seine boat races at Pavilion Beach will take place at 4:30 p.m. At 5 p.m., it'll be the Greasy Pole Walk off Stacy Boulevard, of course, and at Pavilion Beach. At 6:30 p.m., Musical entertainment will take place prior to the formal opening ceremonies. 7:30 p.m. on Friday, the formal opening ceremonies will take place, including the arrival of St. Peter's statue at St. Peter's Square Altar from the St. Peter's Club. And then from 8:30 to 11:30 p.m., music by Ellen LaRusso and Seabreeze at the main stage altar at St. Peter's Square. This is North Shore Today on MSO Radio.